Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rooster and the other guy.
Listen, let's put out a PSA for you people listening to Overtime. I'm Chris Miles, and that's Rootstar. But if you call this station and you go, Rooster and the other guy, I'm hanging up on you immediately. My finger is on the trigger, and I'm ready to bloop.
Here's the thing we need.
Cut you off.
At 800-636-1067, we need somebody to call in and say, hey, Miles, you are a stud on television.
No, we're not doing all that.
And you're even better on the radio.
No.
And oh, yeah, hey, who's the other guy you're with?
No, we're not doing that either.
We just need to even the playing field.
And the other guy.
All right. If you're listening to this, if you're listening to this show, then you should know it's Chris Miles and Chris Russell. Or
yes,
you say, hey, fellas.
And the other guy.
All right. The only other guys is cool was that movie with Marky Mark and Will Ferrell. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I
see it in your eyes. You know, because at the beginning of the movie, it looks like it's The Rock and Samuel L. Jackson. Then they die. And then it's Marky Mark and Will Ferrell.
He's Gator.
Gator don't play nothing.
You watch a lot of movies, man.
Yes, I do.
I don't know.
I'm the movie man. Have you seen Brightburn?
No.
Because you know what? Keep messing with me. I'll go full Brightburn on you. All right? All right, we got some people that want to talk to you.
You do what you got to do, pal. 800-636-1067. By the way, I know nobody in the mass media cares. Unfortunately, you're all dummies. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final is on
Rooster,
right now.
You
on
just
NBC.
Called yourself a dummy. You're in the mass media.
No. I am not in the mass media. I am my own media entity. I am my own media empire. I think independently, I'm not a sheep.
So is Charles Barkley,
member of the
is Charles Barkley an idiot?
No, I love Charles.
Oh, yeah, you do, because he said something about the NHL.
No, because he goes to the NHL every year, and he says how much better it is than the sport he has to cover.
So what?
He does.
You think by making a comparison like that, so now you like Barkley. So you have to put down the thing that puts millions of dollars in your pocket to make Rooster happy.
No.
That's what you just said.
No, I'm just saying that Charles Barkley is an independent thinker, much like myself. He doesn't care about the party line and the traditional old guard and the standard. He thinks what he thinks, he likes what he likes, and he advocates and fights for what he believes in, which he loves hockey. And he goes out of his way to basically pump it up and to give it some life, which is what the sport of hockey needs.
So the sport of hockey needs a super famous basketball player in order to pump it up. That's what you just told me.
I mean, a lot
you're
of people.
You're saying NHL is better than the NBA, but they need an NBA
because
superstar.
Because the mass media, again, is pre-programmed and ignores it. They need cross-sectional people like Charles Barkley that have a loud voice and a influential voice.
Do you sleep in tinfoil?
No.
You're like Mel Gibson in that movie where he was like, conspiracy theory, that's you. All right, we got some people that want to speak to you. Let's start with my guy, Luke. Luke, what's up, man?
Chris Miles, it's good to hear you. How are you?
Oh, that's my guy, Luke. That's my man. What's going on?
Hey, I'm
and the other guy.
I'm even more excited tonight. Your co-host, I almost didn't recognize him since he rarely does media appearances. But Bruce Allen, I want to hear all about your Pro Bowl wide receiving core you got coming
back
this year.
Come on over here and sit down on my lap, and I'll tell you, and you can look at my chest hair.
The Harvest Fest was awesome. what do we got on Trent Williams? Why are you going to give him a new contract?
Well, we're not going to give him a new contract because I know better, and we don't need Trent Williams. We have Karen Christian or whatever hell his name is. I don't even know what his name is, but we have him.
All right, thanks, Luke, for calling in.
Thank you, Luke.
Wait, can we continue this bit? Can I be a regular media member? And you can continue to be Bruce Allen?
Sure, absolutely. I'll just occasionally talk like Bruce and occasionally talk like the Rooster.
Hey, so Bruce, when Christmas Eve, when the Chiefs were kicking your butt, no one was at the game. What happened with that?
Well, you see, we have a great product here that we've been working very hard at building the tradition and the legacy of Washington Redskins football. It just hasn't really gone the way we needed to go.
Okay, that was okay. How about this,
I was
Bruce? What about when the Colts came to town and Andrew Luck and that running game ate you alive, and there was more Colts fans than Redskins fans in the stands early in the season?
Yeah, it's a shame, tragedy. It's Brian LaFamina's fault. Blame him for everything.
Oh, there we go. Bruce Allen, everyone.
Yes.
Can I get a soul clap? Good job, Rooster.
I do better in limited quantities with Bruce. I do better in limited. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like the amount of wins that he's had as an executive. It's limited. So I do better in limited doses, limited quantities of being Bruce Allen on the radio.
Okay, so apparently our guy Curtis
is
a fan of Jay Gruden. So we'll let you talk to him.
Oh, Curtis.
I'm tabbing out. Good. You guys.
What's up, Curtis?
Hey, what's up, man? I just wanted to say that I'm 69, man. I'm a Washington fan all the way. I mean, and I know sports. I'm opinionated, too. But I agree with Chris Russell, man, that, you know, I believe that Jay Gruden knows more about this than I do. And I believe that we give him a chance. That this one, I'm not a great fan of his, but I'm a Redskins fan, so I'm sticking with him.
Well, here's the question. All right, are you a fan that's willing to admit that the organization and even Jay has a lot of flaws? Because I think that's fair.
Oh, definitely, right, man. Okay. Are you kidding? I told you I'm opinionated, okay. And daggone, I wish they would get rid of Bruce Allen. But daggone, you got to stick with what you're sticking with. I wish they would get rid of the medical staff. Just for, if nothing but a show of support for the players and the fans. And I believe that I was opinionated that I was going to go with the quarterback was the line was the biggest problem. But I'm going with Chris Russell that I believe that he knows what he's talking about when he said that Williams will be back and that probably the quarterback is the issue more so.
See?
And I believe that. I was going with the line.
What do you think about Paul Richardson? What do you think about Paul Richardson?
I think he has potential, and you just give him a chance. I agree with Chris Russell.
Yes,
that
he's I agree.
The prototype of, Sean, but he's not. You know, he hasn't showed it yet, but I believe that he stays healthy, he'd be all right.
He's Curtis, it's not unfair to call him DeSean Jackson light, right?
Curtis, watch it.
I didn't say light, yes, definitely.
Okay.
I mean, I believe that Jay Gruden wouldn't go with him and he didn't see that in him, see something in him.
Okay. Yep. Thank you, Curtis. Appreciate it. All right. Here's the deal, right? I saw what you were doing there. You were leading him because he's your friend, right?
I like Curtis.
Curtis seemed like a cool person, okay? But here's the deal. He's wrong about Paul Richardson. The stuff about the offensive line, you gave some insight there in the sense of if Trent Williams comes back, you and I agree that it goes from the offensive line being probably the biggest issue
right.
to quarterback wide receiver, right? If Trent Williams is gone, it's clearly the offensive line. So that's one of those situations we have to wait to see what happens with your all-pro offensive lineman. It's that simple.
I mean, again, I'm totally in agreement with you in that. I mean, it's probably the first thing that we've agreed on. I don't know how anybody could say that the quarterback situation would be more worrisome if you don't have Trent Williams. I think it's more of a legitimate debate.
The quarterback situation would be way more worrisome if you didn't draft Dwayne Haskins.
There's no doubt about that.
That's what I mean. It's like if you went into this draft and let's put it this way. Let's say the Giants drafted Dwayne Haskins early and you ended up with Daniel Jones.
Right.
We'd be worried.
I wouldn't be feeling as good about the quarterback situation moving forward. Yeah.
But I think with Dwayne Haskins, there's a sense of 3 to 5 years. Let's see what the kid can do.
Yeah. And that's why you feel.
Let's see what he can do.
That's why you feel good about the quarterback situation overall in general because they have three guys, two on just 1 year contracts. Clearly, Haskins is the guy for the future. But right now, if I'm working under the assumption of Trent Williams being back, I say quarterback is more, I guess, worrisome because we don't know how it's going to play out. We don't know if there's going to be a power play. Here's what I would tell you real quickly, and then we'll wrap this part of it up. If Dwayne Haskins has to play week one, right now, based on what I've seen and what I know, Miles, the Redskins are going to get crushed. They're going to lose 28-3. Because even though he makes some big throws and he's got a big arm and that, you know, okay, guess what? In practice, he struggled. He's got a lot thrown at. He's not ready to go. And I don't think he's going to be ready to go for week one. But what I can't control is the politics. I can't control the executive branch. I can't control those maniacs saying he's got to start because he's our future and he's our now and we've got to sell tickets and we've got to create excitement.
There's a little bit of politics in sports today. You and I are going to talk about that next when we return. You're listening to Overtime with Chris Miles and Chris Russell, or Chris Russell, Chris Miles, whoever you want to do it. Make sure you know who both of us are, though. Don't be calling here talking about the other guy.
It's so hard.
And what's that? Smile on your face.
This is another Christopher. Christopher Real.
Sure.
It's the Christopher Show.
Absolutely.
Christopher Miles, Christopher Russell, Christopher Rio. We're all just hanging out on Overtime.
So speaking of a winner, as in Big Pun, rest in peace, guy you just heard there. For some of the younger people listening.
Mm-hmm.
He's a winner, and so is the U.S. Women's National Team. 13-0 over Thailand, but apparently people are upset. People are upset when he scored 8, 9, 10 goals. As the ball goes through the net, they're doing an airplane. They got so many celebrations. It's in poor taste. Poor sportsmanship. Now they got a bullseye on their back. It's now the good guys, good women, sorry, right, becoming a villain. But here's the deal. It's sports. You want someone to not celebrate, you got to stop them. I know we're in a sensitive era when it comes to sports, but I'm kind of digging women not being sensitive about it, going against that narrative and that grain, rumming it in other teams' faces. They beat snot bubbles out of them. I'm all about this.
So here's the thing for me. I have zero problem with the bottom line result of the women's national team yesterday, 13-0 over Thailand. You play a game. The object, as you just said, is to stop them. Now, in fairness to Thailand, they're completely unequipped to stop them. But the bottom line is it was only 3-0 at the end of the first half. It obviously exploded and got way out of control, way out of hand in the second half as depth and time wore Thailand down. Okay, fine. You're only allowed a certain amount of subs. I think it's just 3 subs. So it's not like for everybody that's sitting here screaming, oh, they had their best players in and scored 5 goals and this, that, and the other thing. You can only take out so many different players, right? The only thing that annoyed me about yesterday, the only thing, was I think Megan Rapinoe scored their 9th goal, the women's national team. She's a veteran. She's been around. She's played in World Cups before. She was a member of the 2015 team. And then I think she got hurt, or maybe she was out for that. I can't remember. I'd have to go double check. But she went a little over the board with the celebration. But Miles, I'm telling you, here's the thing, okay? For everybody that's criticizing the U.S. women's national team, for everyone that's criticizing Jill Ellis, the head coach, let me tell you, first of all, that's a machine that they've built with the women's national team. The men's team stinks. The women's team, great. They are fighting for a bigger cause than just winning the World Cup. They are fighting for gender equality, pay equality. They are fighting for that. And what they're also fighting for is with the NBA finals in full throat and with the whole Kevin Durant thing.
Trying to get some eyes.
And the little morsel that the NHL gets and baseball and whatever NFL stuff there is. They are absolutely trying to create and shape conversation and make
That's a great point.
Opening round game against the 37th team in the world, which would be other. I mean, if they won 5-0, nobody would even talk about them. They created conversation, good or bad. They created eyeballs and ratings and interest and curiosity for their mission, not only to win the World Cup, but also to stand up for gender equality starting on Sunday with their next match and obviously moving forward until they're eliminated or until they win.
And
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's a great point in this sense. When you look at a sport that ascends in popularity, Michael Jordan. You know, like basketball, NBA was, the ratings still haven't gone back to what it was then. Right? Like, you look at the popularity of basketball, that Michael Jordan was so unbelievable.
So ridiculous.
Which drives the NBA now? Okay, LeBron James, 8 straight finals, that was one thing. Steph Curry, the 3-point new age, new era guy.
Right.
Baseball, the last time people really, the casual fan dialed in, Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, that time period,
Sammy Sosa.
That time period. I mean, yeah. Whoa, headlines. That's the last time we really truly saw baseball as like headline, number one thing in sports, this home run race.
Where it's captivating not just the hardcore fan base, which every sport has.
Everyone's
where it's captivating
into it.
Everyone, and it's the buzz
it's
around
been about
the water cooler on
years.
Sports talk radio everywhere you go.
20 years.
Yeah.
And if you go even back, Babe Ruth, the home run king, right? That's your guy. That's your iconic figure.
Sure.
So when you look at it from women's soccer, was it 20 years ago, you think Mia Hamm, right? That's your moment. This 13-0. Okay, let's see. What if they win the next game 10-0? What if they dominate 12-1?
Right.
You start to have this, wait, should we be, if I'm not into soccer, if I'm not into women's soccer, should I be paying attention to this?
And the answer to that is you accomplish that by not winning 4-1.
No, we're agreeing.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Again.
Is this
a moment? You accomplish it by achieving what they did, even though they pummeled an opponent that was clearly overmatched, even though they could have done more to lessen the avalanche, if you will. And again, I'm not sitting here saying I have all the answers. I know there's different things that they could have done, probably strategically, substitution-wise, but there's only so many things, Miles. Unfortunately, the way it works is in the opening round of the World Cup, when you're the defending women's champions of the World Cup, which they won in 2015, guess what? It's like normally when a number one seed in the NCAA tournament takes on a 16 seed, unless you're Virginia and...
They're national champs,
I know, but 2 years ago,
yeah,
when they lost to what was it?
UMBC.
Yeah, UMBC.
Look at you.
Right, but normally that's what you're going to get. Right, you're going to get a landslide. You're going to get a one-sided affair. Maybe it's close, nip and tuck for the first 5-10 minutes, whatever it might be. Maybe even the first half. Eventually, the better team pulls away. That's exactly what happened in this. So even though it was final, the final score was 13-0. Even though they over celebrated. Even though she left in some of her players, I guarantee you, part of her thinking. And I don't want to speak for Jill Ellis. I mean, listen, her brother might be listening. If he coaches out in Loudoun County. I'm more than well aware of how dedicated they are to advancing soccer. Jill Ellis has been, good to this area. She's come back after they won the World Cup. I just know enough about this to just say. Her brother, again, Paul Ellis, is very, very, very involved in Loudoun County soccer on an every day, every week, all year long basis. So they are trying to grow the sport. They are trying to captivate America. They are trying to captivate the world. They are trying to say, you know what? Not only are we a good soccer team, not only are we a fun watch for 3 weeks or whatever it is. We want you to buy in and we want you to watch us and care about us and buzz about us and talk about us all year long or as much as possible. We want to be on that same stage, if you will, as Kevin Durant is. Whether that's right or wrong, that's what they're trying to do. And I have no problem with that.
Not at all.
They're not doing anything illegal.
No. And that's kind of the thing where we hit. It's like, what side of the argument are you on? You hear people that, oh, the participation trophies are ruining everything. You know what's the best thing that happened to me, Rooster, in life? That I wasn't good enough to beat guys who could dunk from the free throw line in basketball. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, wake up call.
It teaches you a little.
I can't do that. I got to be better at something else.
Yeah.
And you know what?
It teaches you. What does it teach you?
Work ethic.
Yeah. Well, at that and perspective, right?
Yeah.
A, you're not going to win everything. B, maybe you're not as good as you thought you were. And C, like you said, you've got to take on a different mission, a different cause. Find something else that you're good at. Diversify your portfolio,
for Thailand,
whatever it might be.
Get out and practice more Thailand.
Well, and listen, I mean, look, I don't know enough about the Thailand program. The bottom line is again, clearly, nobody thought the match was going to be close. Now, could it have been 8-0 Miles or 6-0? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that.
And again, we're not talking about it exactly. If the final score, again, my reminder, 3-0 at the half. As the game wore on and as it got longer and longer, the depth, the talent, the overwhelming, strong footprint that the U.S. Women's National Team has and has had overwhelmed Thailand as the game went along. Again, 3-0 at the half, nobody would have blinked an eye if it was 5-0 or 6-0 as a final score. Again, to me, I think this was all done on purpose. Maybe some of it, the enthusiasm, some of it, the joy, Miles. You know, like, let's stop robbing athletes of having some fun. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, but Max Muncy hit a monster bomb from the Dodgers off of Madison Bumgarner into McCovey's Cove, into a splash landing.
Oh, yeah, it went back and forth. It was great.
And Madison Bumgarner acted like an immature, petulant little child because he was mad that Max Muncy watched it off the bat. Guess what? If I hit one 500 feet into McCovey's Cove, off of a Cy Young guy who's won 3 world championships, you damn well straight I'm watching it. Shut up.
Yeah, I couldn't be LeBron James.
Okay.
You know why? Because LeBron James acts like it's normal.
Right.
If I dunked on someone the same way that Vince Carter or LeBron James dunks on, you know what I would do?
You'd get fired
up. All you would see is me. I would have so many celebrations.
Absolutely. Both of us are excitable personalities. Both of us are a little bit over the top in terms of how we approach certain things,
right? You
have
the arms. You have the arm thing going.
But you get all fired up, too.
Yeah, especially when I talk to you.
Exactly. I bring out the worst in you.
Especially
about
those Deadskins. Jeez.
All right, sorry.
You kill me with them. Paul Richardson is the best wide receiver of all time. You go full Kanye West on me.
All right.
I know we have to go.
800-636-1067.
You want to play a game next?
Well, no. I want to talk more about this.
Okay.
I mean, I want to at least throw it out to the callers, right? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Did you have any problem at all with how the women's national team handled their business yesterday? Let's start there. And moving it forward just into a different conversation, right? If we as fans are going to, like, beg the NFL and say you're the no-fun league and we're going to have grasshoppers and frogger celebrations in the NFL, which drives me crazy, why can't we... If we can't criticize that, and if we want that as a society, then why can't we have what happened yesterday with the women's national team where Megan Rapinoe is going crazy and she's sliding and she's celebrating all over the place? Why can't we have that? If we're going to have, again, frogger celebrations in the NFL and stupid team pictures that the Philadelphia Eagles always take, and we're going to accept that, laugh about that, blow that up on social media, why can't we have what we had yesterday? It's not fair. It's not right. 800-636-1067. Sorry, I get all fired up about certain things. 800-636-1067. We're with you on The Fan. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final underway. My guy, Earl Forsey, here at the bottom of the hour flash.
This is how we feel about the Nationals right now. 12-5 in their last 17, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Chris Miles, Chris Russell here. We're talking about What's this? Football?
Football.
Yeah, it's football.
So you got Alex Slows all fired up when PJ played the I Believe. What is it? We Believe.
I Believe We Will Win.
I Believe We Will Win.
Do your ears work? What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, no. I just forgot. I didn't know if it was We Believe We Will Win, whatever. I mean, my ears work just fine. My eyes work pretty well, too. I know what I'm saying.
Let's get into some of the logistics of this thing about the U.S. women's national team scoring 13 goals against Thailand.
Yeah.
Because when you're trying to advance, it does matter goal differential.
Sure. It's not the over. I mean, listen.
13's a bit much.
Winning is the most important thing, clearly. But what we don't know is even though they're playing like, I wrote it down yesterday, they're playing Chile, which is like the number 39 team in the country, in the world. I keep saying in the country. The number 39 team in the world on Sunday. And then they play Sweden. Sweden's a top 10 team, right? So ultimately, in order to, look, did you need 13 goals? Did you need a 13-goal differential? Of course not. What I don't know is if they do it by group or if they do it for the whole tournament. I'm not sure. I gotta look that up. Here's the bottom line. Again, even if they do it for just the group or the tournament, again, it doesn't matter. People are going to say, yeah, stop them. Well, okay, I get it. Thailand is in no way, shape, or form equipped to handle the U.S. women's national team. So moving beyond that, which is the obvious answer, you just stop them, play better defense, goaltender. Okay, now that we move beyond that, Miles, what we have to look at is, did they intentionally try and send a message? Did they intentionally try and run up the score?
Yes.
And I think we both
benefits.
Yeah, I think we both agree. Yes, they did, and that's not a bad thing in this particular case. It's a first of all the World Cup. We're not dealing with 7-year-olds. It's the World Cup, and if the World Cup and FIFA is worried about this kind of nonsense when Team USA plays or the U.S. Women's National Team plays against Thailand or Chile, then damn it, make a mercy rule.
Well, the mercy is that you're trying to win it all. And the only mercy you have is none.
Right. And you shouldn't have
any. No mercy.
Right.
Okay.
Let's take a couple of calls. No Mercy was like a WWE pay-per-view.
What is that? Are you talking about acting again? Hey, David, what's going on?
I mean, this guy who watches 14,000 movies that nobody's ever heard of doesn't know what No Mercy is.
Let's listen.
What's up, David?
Yeah, David's here.
David?
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
How are you?
All right.
I am good. I think you touched on this briefly, and I came into your conversation a little bit late, but in World Cup soccer, if you're tied with someone in your group, let's say Sweden, which is one of the better teams,
right?
Let's say both Sweden and the U.S. have 3-1 records
right.
going into the at the end. Your goal differential, how much you beat your opponents by.
That's the number one.
Is a tie-breaking event.
Right.
So I'm not saying you necessarily need to run up the score, but it sure has a significant role in advancing you to the next round.
Well, what it does is it takes away some of the pressure, right? If you're just not on your game for whatever reason, or if a goaltender is just stoning you, or if a team like Sweden is really good defensively, and again, they'll play Sweden after they play Chile. If you just aren't, for whatever reason, just the ball doesn't go in, you hit the crossbar a couple of times, whatever the situation might be, you don't have to go, oh my God, we got to score 7 goals in order to advance, or we're out. Now you've taken that pressure off. As long as you take care of your business, as long as you do what you have to do, as long as you don't have a slip-up and something crazy goes haywire, Miles, you're going to be good because now you've removed that. Again, when people mention this, they have to understand, yes, did they need all 13 goals? No. But if we're going to use the goal differential as a tiebreaker, I would just say this. Again, if in any sport, right, if you're going to use, in college football, how many times have we had, well, wait a second, team A is 12.
How much did you beat that team by?
Right, exactly.
Because it matters.
Exactly.
So whoop them.
And it matters in the eyes of voters in college football.
If you're a boxer, knock them out.
And it matters, yeah, absolutely.
If you're a basketball player, dunk on them.
Dominance is revered.
That's why
mediocrity or just getting by is not treated well, is not handled well.
Because you know what? When you look at greats and dominance, Like, who are your favorites?
Yeah.
Shaq is a dominant guy.
Yes.
Zion Williamson's so popular. Why? Because he's just blocking shots that it seems not humanly possible. And he's,
right.
Don't jump with him. Don't do it. He's too strong, too powerful, too fast. And you know what? Maybe this is these are macro things that the women's national team is dealing with by winning 13-0. I mean, we're talking about them for 40 minutes.
Right. And the whole radio station all day long, by the way, has, and I can guarantee you because I know how things work around here, Stanley Cup Final, Game 7, the only dummy that's mentioned it all day outside of the updates with Earl is me. Okay? Because none of the guys on the radio station like hockey. They like the Capitals. They don't like hockey,
so
they
ignore it. Can you stop with your conspiracy?
But today, Grant and Danny took almost 45 minutes worth of calls and talked about it. Chad, who hates soccer, talked about it for a half an hour. Hates soccer. Talked about it for a half an hour. I don't know what the junkies did because I joined them late. Maybe they talked about it early. The bottom line is by Jill Ellis and the women's national team doing what they did yesterday, they created conversation. They put themselves on the front burner. And when...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You are not the NBA, which just sells itself, or the NFL, which just sells itself. You have to do things like this to create conversation and buzz.
All right, George, what do you got for us?
George.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you, George?
I'm doing fine. I loved every moment of it. You know, I say pour it on them. You know, let them know they don't belong here. And let the other teams bring it. You know, people are talking about bad sportsmanship. I don't know how they weren't celebrating in front of the other team's bench. No, they're not shaking hands. I say celebrate every goal. I mean, what's the word? YOLO, right? These women don't do this every year. It's once every 4 years. And some of these women may not even make it in the next World Cup.
Right.
You know, we're getting too soft, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I hope they don't do that against England, you know, but I'll be torn when, you know, they play England, so.
I can pretty much tell you this, that Megan Rapinoe is not going to play in another World Cup at the age of 33. I'd be surprised if she plays in another World Cup. So this might be her last run at it. You know, probably is, right? So maybe she went a little bit overboard. Maybe she went a little bit overboard. Again, I'm trying to remember. I know she had a major knee. She did play in the World Cup in 2015. So I was wrong on the timeline. She got injured after that. But still, again, when you're 33 years old, Miles, Michael Jordan knew when he did that six step back on Byron Russell in Utah, and he was gassed in that series because of the flu, he knew that was probably his last run at it. You know, and then, of course, he did come back with the Wizards, but you're going to treat whatever you do with a little bit more reverence, with a little bit more...
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
When you're in your prime, yeah. And you know.
Exactly.
Okay, this is it. Let me make sure everybody remembers me.
Exactly.
You're going to remember me. You're going to remember my name and what I did. And you know what? Beating a team 13-0, wow. Like, that's something that people are going to remember on an international stage.
And I think Hope Solo has been very critical of Jill Ellis and was critical of the win. I saw a headline about that. I haven't read the article yet.
Kick rocks.
Hope Solo can go kick rocks.
You know why?
Sand.
Because she doesn't like people scoring goals.
Exactly.
Well, that's the thing.
She doesn't like anything. I mean, she's a mess. So she can go kick rocks.
Her
and
deal is to stop people from scoring.
Exactly.
So, of course, that's like, you know, I mean, she's a goaltender. It's like saying,
well, she's not a goaltender anymore.
But that's right. My point is, like, that's her mentality.
Right.
It's like asking a defensive back, hey, you like these wide receivers scoring
right.
touchdowns
exactly.
and dancing? No, I don't like that. I'm trying to stop it.
Yes.
They need to stop doing that.
Absolutely.
Makes sense. Okay, people are still calling in, but we have to take a break.
We do. So we'll get back to more calls. Maybe we'll round out this hour next on the U.S. Women's National Team. Nothing Stanley Cup Final. 6.5 minutes to go in the first period, Game 7.
It's disrespectful if we don't show up and give our best and play our game for 90 minutes. It's disrespectful to the Thai team, and I believe they wanted us to play play them straight up. And for the celebrations, these are goals that we have dreamt of our entire life. I mean, I'm going to celebrate Mal Pugh's goal. I'm going to celebrate Sam Uys and Roosevelt. This is our first World Cup, and I'm so proud of them. And so and I couldn't have dreamt of scoring 5 goals in a World Cup. So it's, you know, it's incredible for us all, and I'm happy just ignoring those comments.
All right, that's Alex Morgan, who scored the 5 goals yesterday, and the St. Louis Blues have taken a 1-0 lead in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. Woo! Beat Tuukka Rask, look like 5-hole, baby. Oh, on the deflection. That's what it was.
Okay. Let's go. Any team not playing in Boston?
Yeah, I mean, he did beat him 5-hole, but it was on a deflection. I don't know if the shot from the point would have beaten them anyway, but 3:10 left to go in the first period. Listen, normally, I'm not one of these people. Oh, like, I hate, you know, dynasties or cities that are just done. Like, the Patriots are so damn good because they have the greatest quarterback of all time, and it's not even close, no matter what anybody wants to say. And then on top of that, they have the greatest head coach of all time, and that's indisputable. That's just indisputable, right? So I think we should reward greatness and dynastic ability, just like the Golden State Warriors, right? People got tired of the Golden State Warriors, and maybe that's part of the reason why the ratings are down this year. Part of it is no LeBron
James,
part of it is Toronto, and the Canadian ratings don't rank. You know, hello, the NHL.
And the Canadian rankings are they're through the
right.
roof.
And the NHL obviously deals with that all the time, right? Sport is very popular up in Canada, not as popular here, so the ratings are always, again, misrepresented. But anyway, besides that, okay, I think people got tired of the Golden State Warriors winning. People get tired of the Red Sox and Boston and Patriots winning. I get some of that. I understand that. It's not like I'm here to tell you that I'm not rooting for the Blues. I'm rooting for the Blues, not because I'm a Blues fan. I'm rooting for the Blues because it's a better story. That's it. It's not because I hate Boston. It's not because I hate dynasties. It's not because I hate clam chowder or even
clam
Brad
chowder's,
Martin.
Clam chowder's delicious. That's the only thing good about Boston. Terrible place.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, stupid Sitco sign. The stupid Red Sox.
I mean,
stupid
Patriots. We should point out that you're a Yankees fan.
Bernie MVP. That's all I got. But let's get back to the topic at
Please.
Hand. The essence of this discussion.
Yes.
And that's with the women's national team beating Thailand 13-0. It's not just, they won. It's not just they're dominant.
Right.
There are a lot of underlying issues here is involving women in sports, and we know that the pay gap and looking for gender equality, and you want to see what's missing in women's sports across the board is those dominant figures. You know, they need in all of sports, whether it's women's basketball or football or soccer, they're looking for the Babe Ruth. They're looking for the person that everyone looks at and goes, wow, look how amazing she is.
Mm-hmm.
And that 13-0 smackdown is part of that.
Yeah.
It's a group effort, but we've been kind of waiting 20 years, you know, for this to come full circle. So let's hear from some other people who are excited about this, including our girl, Rachel. What's going on?
What's up, Rach?
Hey, fellas.
What's going on?
I was going to say, I think, you know, yesterday's game was the way they ran the score up was very unladylike. And you know what? I loved it.
Oh, okay. We're like, hey, where'd she go here?
I like how you set that up, Rachel. You knocked it out of the park. Yeah, when you said that, Rachel, it just reminded me. Was it ladylike when who was it? Brandi Chastain ripped off her jersey and was running around in her sports bra 20 years ago or whatever it was? That wasn't very ladylike. You know what? That was kick ass. That was a moment that we talked about forever.
Yes, I agree.
So there you go. That's what it's all about. It's creating buzz. It's creating energy. It's creating conversation. It's creating coverage. It's creating that in a crowded marketplace. And Rachel, we appreciate the phone call. It is about standing out, but not doing anything wrong to stand out. Again, some people stand out because they're idiots, because they're jerks, because they're mean, because they're bad people. I guarantee to you, without knowing any of these women, none of them are bad people. They're just.
How do you know that?
No, they're just not.
How do you know that?
They're just not. They're not.
I'm not jumping.
I mean, I've watched them enough. They're not. They're not. I mean, Hope Solo wasn't a good person, so I can't say none of them are. But I mean, she was proven to be a bad person. Okay,
I'm not gonna co-sign that with you because you know what happened, Rooster. You'll say that now in like 2 weeks, some scandal comes back. They're gonna play this.
I'm just saying these women are standing out for being dominant. For kicking
ass. I see what you're saying. It's not like they're doing stuff off the field to become. That's what you're saying.
Yes, maybe I didn't say it exactly.
You didn't.
Right.
No.
Okay.
But I get what you're.
Nobody would ever accuse me of being a wordsmith. Let's get a couple more calls in here.
Oh boy, I think James has something that may be polarizing here.
All right,
how's it going, James?
How are you doing, fellas?
Good,
James.
Hey, this is going to sound a little. It's going to be a little long-winded, and I don't want to come off as insensitive.
Well, we're going to put the clock on you. You got about 30 seconds. Go.
All right, I got two females in my family that are very good athletes, but you know. This whole gender equality thing is kind of crazy to me. It's just, we got people losing, you know, college scholarships that are men because there's not enough females to outweigh the men's sports. And it's just, I mean, if you have a full college stadium for men, you wouldn't be able to get the same full college stadium for women. It's kind of crazy to me because, you know, the facts that are prevalent is the anatomy of a human being, of a female and a male, is different. They're not built the same way as men. It's not going to attract. They're not as fast. They're not as strong. And the game suffers. And we're suffering as a society because we're trying to get everybody equal when the anatomy of a human body is just not equal.
Okay, James, thank you. We're going to talk about this.
Okay.
So, first of all, I've heard this from Weekend Warriors. And this is something you and I are going to do in a little bit, okay? That, women aren't. James, I can guarantee you that every single one of those women soccer players can beat you in soccer. I don't know what level.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And here's the thing.
Not that it's a one-on-one sport, but yes.
James, whatever.
They'd run them off the floor.
Whatever sport you play, they're. Oh, the Blues are up 2-0.
Wow.
But, okay.
The peanut gallery is all excited.
Let's get to some of the nuts and bolts he had there, right? And the fact that he said that somehow women's sports in Title IX, it's taking away scholarships.
Right.
That's not the case. Okay. They're trying to balance out to make sure that everyone has opportunities.
Right.
And your revenue generating sports
right.
are basketball and football.
Right.
But those scholarships, what do you want to just have all male sports and no opportunities
for women?
One of the reasons why we're having this opportunity to see the women's national team be so good is because of Title IX.
Because of
There's
that.
A reason America
no, you're
is
absolutely
not,
right.
So James, I can tell he's younger. He doesn't understand the history there and maybe just needs to do some research and get that together.
And,
not a knock on James, because at 22, I wouldn't have done
And that's
that.
Fine, because at one time in my life when I was dumber and younger, I thought, women's college basketball, who would want to watch that? Now, I'm still not a huge fan. It's not like I'm riveted to the television. But, I mean, I'm no longer an idiot. I'm no longer immature. I recognize and realize that everybody's got a place. Everybody's got a situation, and they're great athletes too. It may not be what is my cup of tea, but they're great athletes too, and you respect them for what it is. All right, the St. Louis Blues have gone up 2-0 at the end of the first period in Boston, because apparently we can't call it Beantown.
Yeah, you can call it Beantown. It's just no one there calls it that, okay. Rooster. All right, so here's the deal. In honor of our guy James, what he said, I have something interesting for you.
Save it for after the break.
Great.
Earl Forsey's got the flash next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.